Well, the Greens say that the government's proposed changes to the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Act are a win for business and a threat to the environment. The party is also continuing to probe the Optus 000 failures, pushing for a Senate inquiry into the matter. Larissa Waters is Senator for Queensland and leader of the Greens and joins me in the studio. Senator, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, Sally. Great to be with you in person.
Given there are already two investigations underway into the 000 outage, why do the Greens want another one? Why do you think that's important?
Look, I think people are absolutely horrified at what's happened and with Optus's neglect and their failure to advise folk of this outage and the fact that three people died because of their failure. And they've not had to give an account of themselves directly yet. So we're moving today for a Senate inquiry which would haul Optus in front of that inquiry and force them to give an account of themselves. And what I was so pleased with last night is that we were able to get government to agree to triple the penalties for telcos when they fail to connect customers to 000. And that's crucial because this is an essential service. People's very lives depend on it. And those increased penalties are long overdue. And so I'm really pleased that we're now going to have that deterrent and try to make sure that telcos perform this essential service. And having them be accountable in front of a Senate inquiry is part of that.
Do you think the inquiry will get up?
Yeah, I think it will.
The Parliament is currently considering a government bill to introduce a 000 custodian for end-to-end oversight of the system. Are the Greens supportive of this measure?
Yeah, look, this custodian was promised by government a good 18 months ago and frankly should have been up and running for quite some time. And so we're looking forward to that bill coming before the Senate in the next few weeks. And there's an opportunity there to consider whether or not the penalties are adequate or whether we should be introducing criminal penalties for this absolute failure to keep community members safe in their very time of need.
The Communications Minister has indicated she'll direct the regulator to improve transparency of telcos and mandate a public register of network outages. Is this a good step towards improving confidence in the system, in your view?
Look, I'm so pleased that, again, after discussions with the Greens, the government has decided to move on this, and having a public register of when the 000 call is under an outage is just basic transparency. Now, we hope that, again, this increased transparency and these increased fines will encourage the telcos to do their job and keep people connected, and this public register is going to be a real improvement on that.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the Leader of the Greens, Senator Larissa Waters. Senator, on national environment laws, the government's plans will include call-in powers for the minister to fast-track certain approvals for matters of national significance and a 28-day limit for appealing decisions where environmental approvals are not required. Do you support those measures?
Look, we have been appalled at what the Environment Minister has put in these so-called nature laws. These are not laws for nature. These reforms are long overdue, but what we've seen from the Environment Minister is literally a blank check for the big mining companies and the big logging companies and big business generally. And that's not what people voted for, and that's not what these laws need. The laws themselves, and I am an environmental lawyer, so I'm trained in this area, they're already riddled with loopholes, but rather than fix those loopholes, the proposal by this Environment Minister under this government is to add additional loopholes and yet more fast-track mechanisms for coal and gas. And just yesterday in Question Time, when we again asked the Minister to rule out fast-tracking for coal and gas, he wouldn't do it. We keep giving him opportunities to say, I won't use this for coal and gas, and he keeps refusing to take those opportunities. It is perfectly clear that these laws have been written for big business. It's no wonder that the Chevrons and Woodsides and BHPs of the world are really happy with what they're seeing. This is just a fast track to big business trashing nature, and there's no protection for forests, there's no protection for climate, and it's just a free pass for big business. This is really worrying stuff.
Have you had any clarity from the government about whether it intends to remove the exemption for native forest logging from the Act?
Well, in the versions that we've seen, native forest logging can continue. They are not addressing that issue. They're not addressing climate change, and they're just putting in more loopholes for big business to fast track their own private profits at the expense of nature and the community.
Are you optimistic you'll be able to negotiate amendments to the bill to allow it to get through?
Oh, look, at the moment, this package is written for big business, and the Coalition, I think, are posturing and probably will end up doing a deal with Labor on this. The Greens want to see environment laws that work for nature, that protect communities' rights, and actually don't see coal and gas and logging fast-tracked, unabated. We're willing to talk to government about that. Government's got the choice on who they want to work with. They can either protect nature and work with the Greens, or they can deliver for big business, trash the place, not stop logging, continue to fuel and fast track coal and gas, and I'm sure the Coalition will be very happy to facilitate that.
Is it a better outcome for the environment if you compromise with Labor rather than the government doing a deal with the Coalition?
Well, the government is making a decision who they want to work with here. We're very willing to have constructive negotiations, but at the moment the government's proposed a plan that just says green light and fast track for coal and gas, which we know is making everybody's lives more difficult with extreme weather events and frankly that we've just seen in southeast Queensland. I've just heard overnight that thanks to the great work of Energex, the power's back on in my suburb, but this is just a taste of what's to come with the climate crisis, and this government refuses to take it seriously and just keeps on handing out approvals like confetti. Wrong way, go back.
Larissa Waters, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.
Larissa Waters is a Senator for Queensland and leader of the Greens.